Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. We are live at the Globe here in the Comerica backyard. Come say hi as a special guest is set to join us now here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, the two-time American League champion, the World Series champion with the Atlanta Braves, and a proper lifetime baseball man. It is our Ron Washington of the Texas Rangers and now Los Angeles Angels here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing very well. So happy to be in Globe Life Park.
Man, it's great to have you. We had you on the show for the first time 14 years ago, Ron. It's just outstanding to get a chance to chat with you again. Does being here bring up a lot of memories for you?
Yes, it does. I really had the best time in my baseball career here in Texas, so watching us grow and then watching us find out what it takes to try to be a champion. We didn't become the world champion, but in our hearts, we were champions.
Absolutely. What do you think of the new ballpark?
Well, I love it. Remember, I was in it during the COVID, and we played the championship games here,
right.
So mm-hmm. I got a chance to come in and enjoy it and have fun, and I'm very happy to be back.
Hey, Wash, you're one of the great teachers of all time, of any sport or anything, I mean, just the work ethic and all that. And I know now, as a manager, do you get to still do all the teaching that you were so great at, or is it kind of, do you miss that a little bit if you're not?
No, I'm still working. You know, I still come to the yard. I get everything I have to do behind the scenes done early so I can get on the field and mingle with the guys and talk baseball and help them develop their skill set. So, no, I'm still doing that, and I love every minute of it.
Is it more these days with how young baseball rosters have become?
It's a lot more, because the simple things, the things you actually would take for granted, they actually don't know. So you're out here every single day trying to teach the game, trying to give them the definitions of the game, trying to make certain that they don't panic when something don't happen. As long as you're in the process, you'll get to what you're trying to accomplish. So, no, it's fun. I've been having a good time. And we're progressing. We're moving forward. We're not where we want to be, but I tell you, every single day it gets better.
We're just so happy that baseball came to a place that, you know, appreciated your wisdom and your gut to the extent that it does now. How has that been over the last 15 years, watching how, you know, how front offices looked at managers evolve?
Well, it's been a transition. You know, the fact that the past 8 years I was in Atlanta and we had a young group that became successful, just like the young group here became successful and won a World Series. And you begin to understand how the workings go, and you try to make it an association. And it's not us on the field against the guys up in the front office. It's all of us have to work together. And that's always been the way I handle things anyway. I like to have conversations. I like to have debates. I like to have the reason why this should happen and why that should happen. And as long as we talk about it and we can get it from both sides, and then we can put it together and find a way to make it work on the field, it's been comfortable, and that's the only way I know how to do things.
What's your go-to story to talk about how amazing it was to be with those guys in 2010 and 2011 and those two trips to the World Series?
Well, my go-to story is when I had my little issue in 2010 and I addressed the team, and Michael Young stood up and said, "I got your back, Skip." And from that point on, we became who we knew we was working all that time to be. So I remember that vividly when Michael stood up in front of everybody and told me he had my back. That meant so much to me, because before he did that, I just told the guys that they have to make their own decision on what they think of me and how they feel about me. But when Michael stood up and said what he said, it changed the whole room, and it changed the attitude of the club moving forward.
All right, it's the great Ron Washington here with us on The Fan.
Yeah, Wash, I saw a clip of you the other day. You were in a group, a setting, and you were telling baseball stories, and you were talking about Burt Blyleven and the curveball when he buckled you with the Ken Kaiser story. And, you know, I said, man, that is typical Wash right there. That is a guy that not only tells a great story, paints the picture for everybody, but that's, I guess that's what we really all the great things you've done for us here in Texas. We just love you for the stories and the memories that you've given us.
Well, I thank you guys for the memories you gave to me and the support. You know, the support helped you be strong through weak times, you know. And then I must say that I did get support 100% while I was here. And, you know, the joy of it is just watching those guys grow, to watch a Kinsler become what he became in his baseball career, to watch a Michael Young continue to grow and bring people with him, to watch a Josh Hamilton, to watch a Beltre, to watch an Elvis Andrus at 18 years old come from Double-A and had to take a beating in the beginning, but he stayed strong and got through it. You know, to watch a Mitch Moreland, a David Murphy, you know, all of those guys. How about a Mike Napoli coming from the Angels and coming here and becoming a star and went on to have a tremendous career? So, I mean, there was a lot of things to be thankful for, and more than anything else, I was just thankful to be the manager.
Man, that was amazing to hear you say that, Ron. I do have a follow-up question. Would you say you were more of a...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
An antler guy or a claw guy if you had to pick one?
I was more of a claw guy. I liked the claw. I did.
Oh, that was great memories. Hey, Wash, You started off as the manager, you know, in the Rangers. You got that experience, and now where you are today, is do baseball? Do you have enough time to implement your plans, your culture? You think are we not very patient with baseball managers anymore?
Well, the key is they're not very patient with managers anymore because everybody wants to win. But, sure. You know, when you in a situation where you have to build a winner, patience have to be the main thing. And I'm here in Los Angeles with the Angels, and we're trying to build a winner. Every day right. These guys go out there, it's an experience for them. And the experience is how to win ball games. The experience is not going out there just playing, and then at the end of the day, you lose a ball game. And it's easy to say, I lost the ball game, but the best part about it is you got to express to them the things that caused that loss and make them understand every day we come out here, we're in the process of learning how to win because they've never won before. I have, so I know what it takes to win, and I got to be patient. The front office got to be patient. My coaching staff has to be patient, and the players have to be patient. And if we all patient, we're going to get where we're going. I have no doubt about that. So I'm in a good situation right now the things that we are trying to do here, it will happen. It's just not happening as quick as the fans would like it in Los Angeles. It may not be happening as quick as some other people may think it should happen, but every day we show up, we can feel that it's happening.
Hey, Wash, we're out here in center field, and we got a soundbite of you the other day with the interaction with the reporters talking about getting a bunt down. And so I was watching some batting practice earlier here with you guys. Looked like they were working on some bunting drills. I think that came from the big boss to say, hey, we're going to become a better bunting team here. Did I get that right?
Yes, but the thing is, we've been doing that every day.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just us being here in Texas and something went down where it was questioned. We've been doing it every day, and it's something that I told my guys they're going to have to do. We're going to have to be a part of it. I'm a competitor, too, and, you know, I might have expressed myself a little too matter of fact, but I don't take it back, you know.
Right.
I'm a competitor, too, just like everyone else, and then you just got some people that will take the things you say and put it out there as if it was the way they put it out there, and it really wasn't. You know, it really wasn't. I was just matter of fact, and I will continue to be matter of fact.
Yeah, we loved it, Ron, just like we love everything about your baseball character and your baseball passion. We thank you so much for making some time for us today on your home of the Rangers.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me, and as you know, I do love talking baseball.
Hey, yes, sir. Anytime you're in town, we'd love to have you. Salute. Good luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
There he goes, Ron Washington, skipper of your L.A. Angels right here.
Good get there, Dawson.
Pre-game tonight, 6:30. First pitch, 7:05. Yeah, he said he loved talking baseball. I would have kept him on, but they were asking us to get him out there at 3:30. I mean, his passion just started, you know, pouring out. He was talking about the legends from, you know, the previous decade. And, you know, hearing him talk about that, you could hear him just getting fired up, talking about how proud and amazed he was at, you know, some of the developments that happened, you know. Incredible story arcs, not only the Michael Young thing, but so many of those young guys going from losers in 08 to kind of 500 in 09, and then boom, here we are in the big stage. And his passion for teaching and coaching and helping people understand, you know, why it is that we lost this game, I just think there's so much that a lot of people around sport can learn from Ron.
I remember we were broadcasting out here when the Braves came through last year. And from our spot, you could see him, you know, he was always carrying a fungo bat and always kind of, but he was, not only was he coaching his Braves, there were guys on the Rangers that were going over and he was working with them. He was like, you know, he's bunting his balls to them and those guys were working and he was talking about glove placement. And you could see, not only is he coaching his own team, he's coaching the other team too.
Yeah.
You know, because players have that kind of respect. And you're right, he's going to talk about baseball.
Yeah.
So if you go up and ask him a baseball question, he is going to give you a baseball answer.
He did that.
Great guy.
He did that for a long time around here. And, you know, because of him, the Rangers, you really created a standard, you know, for excellence here. And it, you know, carried well into the Banny years. And, you know, we really liked Banny. But I'll tell you what happened with Ron, and I asked him a question about it, is this opinion, this perspective from front offices on big league managers, he was right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know, and at some point the front offices decided we would rather go with the computer simulations than baseball wisdom and your baseball gut.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of that decade from like 2012 through 2022, I think it played out. And, you know, what happened is we found out that baseball wisdom is crucial, not only for teaching the game, but for identifying talent and, you know, developing, you know, players through the minor leagues. And then you hear Ron Washington talk about his passion for teaching. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
But it was a point of contention in Major League Baseball if you weren't, you know, paying attention to the baseball news there at the beginning of the 2010s. And the old school fought the new school. And it was almost like one of those two sides had to win and then take it and run with it for a while to realize how much they needed the other side. But the best front offices in baseball are now marrying those two ideas. So you respect a Bruce Bochy. Let this guy cook. Okay, don't get in his way of his processes. Respect the hell out of his opinion. Let him have his authority in the clubhouse. And then help him along with understanding the power of these, you know, sabermetrics.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The ability to marry the two, I think, is where this thing, the successful teams are able to do that. I mean, you can't be a crusty guy the whole time. You know, you have to embrace the metrics will tell you things that you didn't know being a crusty guy. So experience is great, but there's also some things with technologies and applications and things like that can even help you more with your job.
Yeah. And maybe that's what the old school needed to really
There's no
fully,
question.
You know,
I know if I got back in, and I don't think I'll ever get back in, but I would be fascinated to try and learn as much as I could. Cowboys just hired a couple of new the analytics folks, some more, getting that part of their game stronger. I'd be fascinated to sit down with those people and work on those things.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.